Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In the DMV, Adam Peters, new GM of the Washington Commanders, has really changed the complexion of this team. Last couple of days, we talked about the free agency haul, bringing in basically guys from every position. They've also let other guys go who have been with the team for a while and kind of mainstays, like Cam Curl. He's gone now. Curtis Samuel's gone.
I missed Curl. Who did
Antonio Gibson is gone.
I know Samuel got a pretty big deal.
Curl only got 2 years and like $13 million, like that.
And Fuller got 2 years and
Kendall Fuller is gone.
$15 million maybe.
And now add the quarterback. Their starting quarterback last year for 17 games was Sam Howell in his second season. There were a lot of howlers who, of course, thought that he wasn't given a fair shake because the offensive line was bad and Eric Bieniemy turned out to be mediocre at best.
I don't know that people thought he didn't get a fair shake. It was just kind of sad the way the second half of the season ended. I mean,
maybe that he wasn't set up for success.
I don't think he was necessarily set. He wasn't helped.
Yes.
But if you start 17 games, I mean, at some point you got to perform.
I would maybe agree with that he wasn't set up for success, that the offense coordinator didn't serve him by having him drop back more than anybody else in the league when you have such a shaky offensive line. But they make a trade and they get two draft picks that are higher than the two draft picks that they traded. So it was Sam Howell plus two picks, four two picks. They were able to move from the fourth round to the third round, the sixth round to the fifth round. So Adam Peters will have better draft picks in this draft to work with. Chris, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, where we have over 500 comments about the trade, says, good trade. He's a turnover machine. It's mind-boggling how many people think he can be a great QB. Ken writes, excellent trade. We received great value for a player who'd likely be our backup quarterback. That's the one I agree with more. He was probably going to be your backup.
He was going to be the backup.
They brought in Marcus Mariota, a veteran, to hopefully groom the guy that they draft at number two, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And you get value for Sam Howell. And we put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. And the question is, are you more impressed by Adam Peters now than you thought? So nobody had really heard of Adam Peters before, but then you read, okay, he was kind of the top GM candidate, and he did a good job finding guys like George Kittle in San Francisco. And before free agency started, I don't think any of us expected him to make this many moves in free agency.
Maybe not, but I don't think he surprised me really.
So you're not more impressed after this week than you were last week, let's say.
No.
Because last week you hadn't done anything.
I think all of these moves are logical. They all make sense.
I don't think you expected them to make this many moves. Because I remember us talking about it, and you're like, they're not going to make any big moves. Now you can argue that they didn't make any monster moves.
I told you the roster was decimated. I've said that for weeks. The roster was atrocious. So, I mean, they were going to have to move on.
Drabby, it was kind of surprising to me that Mike McDonald and who's the GM out there with Seattle?
John Schneider.
How much they valued Sam Howell to give up a third-round pick.
There was a bit of a bidding war.
He's clearly going to be a backup. They feel like they need something behind Geno Smith.
Well, they lost Drew Lock.
Drew Lock left. But I don't know. I was just kind of surprised that there was a third-round pick.
There was no bidding war. He's telling you what because he was already being criticized for. There was no bidding war. He just got in his head. He's a Green Bay scout from his very early days. He likes a gunslinger because of Brett Favre. He's got this fantasy about it. It's stupid. They won't draft a quarterback. They refuse to draft a quarterback. And so now they want to run out this bum for the next 2 years.
Clearly not happy.
It doesn't matter what drives.
Hopefully he doesn't play.
But now he's got to be a fan of Sam Howell, because if Geno goes down, Sam Howell's the guy.
Why is Drab calling him a bum? Why are you calling him a bum?
He doesn't like him.
I can't think Sam Howell's a bum. I can't be upset that my team.
Yeah, sure.
I don't like him. I've been critical of him for 2 years.
Yeah, 21 interceptions.
I think he still has upside. I think that's why they did it. I don't think they think he's a bum by any stretch.
Well, look, do you?
No. I think he's a bum. I can think he's a bum.
Yeah, you
see,
do.
No, I know you do. Think he's the bum.
I know you do. But I mean, Valdez, you can chime in here. I mean, do you kind of appreciate Mike McDonald's, talent evaluation? I mean, he's a defensive guy, but clearly he's the head coach.
Remember, Mike McDonald saw him up close and personal during the inter squad scrimmages that they had preseason game. So
yeah.
And so
I don't know, maybe he liked him.
Well, Schneider liked him when he played against Seattle. He played very well, one of his better games.
You know what the most important position in the NFL is quarterback. You know what the second most important position is?
Backup quarterback. And look, it's thin. A lot of the quarterbacks have moved. They lost Drew Lock. So who else are you going to turn to?
He's an upgrade over Drew Lock.
I know, but...
No, I disagree. Drew Lock balled out last year when he was in there. He was fine.
Sam Howell balled out in his first 9 games or so. He fell apart down the stretch.
He's fine. But Adam Schefter comes out and says, Sam Howell's going to be competing for the starting job. It's just, he knows nothing. It couldn't be further from the truth. John Schneider came out immediately and said, no, Sam Howell's a backup.
I don't think he's going to be competing for the starting job.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
But I think that eventually.
But I think he's going to play.
I don't want to give up draft capital for a backup quarterback. I'm completely fine with that. I'd rather have A.J. McCarron, Nathan Peterman, any other bum that's been around
for
20
years. That's
where
it comes down to, is giving up the third round pick.
Yeah, so yeah. Sam Howell, he's just a guy.
If he was just a free agent and you're just signing him to a one-year deal.
Yeah, if we signed Sam Howell for $1 million, I'd be right.
But trading a third round pick, I mean, a third round pick's pretty valuable.
Also, it's the greatest maybe quarterback class in the last decade as far as depth, and we just punted on that for Sam Howell.
I still could draft somebody, but it's unlikely. What I'd say is, they maybe felt desperate. Look, even Desmond Ridder was moved yesterday. Desmond Ridder ends up with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So in terms of the guys who are left, you're right, you probably could pick up a Nathan Peterman, but they wanted to pick up a credible backup quarterback. But let's bring it back to Washington. And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. I will say I'm impressed by what Adam Peters did this week, filling that many holes in free agency, turning over the roster this much. I would have guessed they would have re-signed some of their guys, and they re-signed a minimal amount of players.
Two.
The turnover is going to be...
Oh, they added Effie Obada.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so three.
The turnover is going to be far greater than I expected. I expected probably 20 new guys on the team next year out of 53. It's going to be like 30, 35 new guys. They're going to be hardly any guys from last year's team.
It's a complete remodeling.
Total remodeling. Yep. And I think the Sam Howell deal shows that he can make a savvy trade, because I think the Commanders
deal. I think it was a good move. Sam Howell, I mean, clearly wasn't in their future plans. Sam Howell could become a good quarterback down the road if he gets a chance and you know, you can't judge him on 6 or 9 games. He's got to be judged by a full season. His full season ones are good, but we'll see what happens down the road. But so to get a 3rd-round pick and a 5th-round pick, I think that's excellent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor
Listener Lines. I mean, that 3rd-round pick could be a starter for the next 3 or 4 years.
It should
possibly
be.
Right? Yeah.
Possibly. I think they were all good moves. I just don't think there's anything shocking about it. All of the free agent signings are all just sort of just quick, like they're just bridge kind of guys for the most part. So
yeah.
I think everything they did holes, makes common sense. I don't think there's anything extraordinary. Now, if some of these guys ball out and become big parts of, you know, just a massive part of this team, then I'll be really be impressed. But I mean, I think for the most part, they're just placeholders.
Maybe, but Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner are pretty big names.
They
are, I don't think anybody expected
those.
They're
very short-term guys, especially Wagner. Maybe
the center could be around for a long time.
Could be. Yeah. It could be a couple guys. It could be
for
2-3 years.
Armstrong could be around for a while. Both the offensive linemen they picked up, obviously Luvu.
Yep. But for the most part,
like half of them are probably 1-year guys.
Yeah,
maybe
they're just
two.
Guys that are here until they're going to take 3 cycles through the draft and hopefully have something.
But again, like JP was saying, those first 6 picks in the top 100, I mean, you're hoping those 6 picks, minimum 4 of them are starters, and maybe all 6 of them
are
starters.
Well, there's a bunch of jobs open. There's nothing but open jobs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's like an expansion team.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up?
Damn, good morning, Ben. In the last 20 seconds, you took my entire call. I was going to say the team has an expansion feel to it, and what he's doing is he's got a serviceable base. And it looks like for the first time, we've got a plan for the long term. Let's get rid of a bunch of players that have been purchased over the last few years by a reactive regime who wants to win now, and let's develop a good base. And if those players work out for the long term, we haven't spent a whole lot of money. And when we get a quarterback in, he's got a team around that quarterback that's not going to have that quarterback sitting on his butt half the time, freaked out like we've had for the last 20 years with trying to develop these people. I think this is a very good approach. And then, like you said, we got a couple of high-profile people that they may not be here for another couple of – they might only be here for a couple of years or so. But at least we've got some players who are playmakers. We got a serviceable team. And like you said, over half the team is going to be new.
Yeah,
I think this is a very good start.
Yeah, I can't argue it.
I think what you're getting here with adding these players, and like you said, a lot of them are 1-year guys, right? These veterans that are older. But you're giving yourself a chance to be pretty decent depending on what happens with the quarterback. And whoever they draft, if they really struggle, okay, they could be a 5-win team. But if not, and they're better than expected, based on the guys they've signed, they could be pretty decent.
It's surprising because I don't think they're necessarily thinking about winning football games. I think they're trying to bring in guys that work ethic that they all have worked with before, that they believe will help set the tone, culture. I don't think they're particularly thinking about winning games next year.
I think they are. Yeah. I think they look at the way that the modern NFL is. And we've talked about the Texans a lot, but I brought them up yesterday. The Colts are another team that if you look at what happened with those two teams now, they're in the same division, right? Colts and Texans. Mm-hmm. And sometimes being in a soft division can help you rise up. But those were two terrible teams that changed coaches, a la the Commanders, that brought in new quarterbacks, which we assume the Commanders are going to do, that had really big turnarounds. The Colts and the Texans played for the last playoff spot. Texans ended up winning
goal.
That game.
I know that's what happened last year. Their goal is just get the right pieces and you win when you win. But I don't think they're on some mission to win 7, 8, 9 games next year.
I think they would tell you differently.
Big picture,
they're not
thinking they're going to turn into a championship team in year one.
Right.
But they're going to try and make the team as good as possible to win games this year.
I would agree. I mean, anything can happen with a rookie quarterback, but they're not going to go into the season, with 9 new rookies and 6 of them pretty high draft picks going, all right, this is just a rebuild. I think they're going to say, all right, we got a pretty good team here. Let's just try and win a playoff spot.
I don't see that.
They're not. I know you don't, but I guarantee the coaching staff is going to go in there going, all right, we got a chance with this roster.
Of course. And the Cowboys probably slide back.
Depending on who they are. Depending on who they're drafting.
I don't see that. I see them just trying. This is year one of a process. And I don't think they even have any expectations. It's year one of a process.
But they're competitors. They're probably going to say, yeah, we can win a playoff spot. Win 9 games, you can get in a playoff spot. I'm not saying they will. But.
I'd be surprised if that's the goal. I'd be surprised if that's even been uttered in the building.
I think coaches year to year are always thinking, all right, let's go out and win as many games as possible.
Of course, but I don't think that is Adam Peters' regime's thought process right here. Let's do a quick turnaround. Let's do our version of the Houston Texans, snap our fingers and be instantly competitive. I don't think that's what they're – if they wanted to be instantly competitive, I think they would have signed different guys.
I don't know. I mean, what if the quarterback, whoever it is, plays as well as Stroud or pretty close?
Well, then it's just a bonus. But that's not – that's
well,
not.
Then you're in the playoffs.
Right.
That's just a bonus.
And these guys that they're signing are going to help them.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones, 800-636-1067. Are you more impressed by Adam Peters? The people online in the early voting, you can vote at Junks Radio, are –
Well, just it 3 days ago, we were criticizing him because he knew all the guys.
80%. Now 83% more impressed.
I wasn't criticizing.
I haven't changed my opinion at all. I'll tell you after week 8 how the moves are. Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up?
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, buddy. Hey,
what's up?
Let me tell my young buck did a good piece of advice. I'm Coach Jordan's son, so I'm going to tell you right now, and at this level, you're always trying to win because you ain't got a whole lot of time to prove yourself.
Of course you're always trying, but I don't think there's expectation is they're going
to
win.
How do you think Adam Peters
has
done?
10 games next year.
Yeah, I think he's done pretty well, and I think that, you know, the 6 picks that we got in the top 3, like the gentleman said, that the first 3 rounds of your draft, you're looking for starters and people that's going to be impact players. So that's your hope as a GM is that your first, you know, 3 rounds, that you're going to get some impactful players for the next 5-7 years. So I think that those draft picks, everybody that they brought in my opinion, outside of Marcus Mariota, was better than those people that went out, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're saying Marcus is his number 2 quarterback, I think he is an upgrade from Sam Howell because of his experience, his height, his ability to sling the ball and run it as well. I mean, but also for the gentleman who was talking about Seattle got a boatload of picks from Denver. Sam Howell is going to probably be the backup. But more importantly, they might just take their pick in the first round and drop down and get more picks. And so that third rounder meant nothing to them, right? So, and here's another point. Magic Johnson being in that ownership box, he's not going to just allow them to just say, let's fold in. Trust me, Magic wants to win, and he wants to win now. So I think that that's a philosophy that's resonating throughout the ownership.
I think if they all want to win, I just think it kind of comes down to the quarterback and how well the rookie plays. If Marcus Mariota is playing, it's bad news, whether it's for injury or the rookie struggling. Kind of all comes down to that.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I just don't think that they're sitting there going, okay, what's the best way we can get to 9 wins next year? I don't think that's the goal. The goal is let's set the foundation, and whatever wins we get's gravy. And I think they've set a good foundation, it looks like, from afar. They're doing the right thing. I'm not being critical. I just don't think that they're doing this with the idea that we're going to really try to make the playoffs next year, that's our goal. Their goal is to set the foundation.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And hopefully find their quarterback and go from there. And if they win 8, 9, 10 games, that's just great.
I mean, I just think they're competitors. So they're
of
trying,
course they're competitors.
They're trying to win a playoff spot. And you said they would have signed different guys. They went out and got Austin Eckler. I mean, even though he's coming off a bad year, that guy was a touchdown magnet for 2 years in L.A. So it's not like they just went out and got backups.
Yeah, but they didn't. Eckler was like kind of like the most popular name, but they didn't go out there with like flashy signings. And
Bobby Wagner is a kind of a big signing,
big one.
Even though he's 33.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Coming up later in the show, John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. He'll jump on at 7, John Feinstein at 8, and we'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy at 9 o'clock from Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.